Well, well, well.
Looky there. Looky there.
What is up?
Nothing much. How are my invasion friends doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Doing well. Almost forgot today. I got up and left the show after the morning show because I was all thrown off by Memorial Day. I was thinking today was Monday.
Yeah, Travis pushed you against the wall with arm under your throat.
He confronted me, accosted me in the hallway.
That's what he's known to do.
Threw me up against the wall, unbuckled my belt and my pants.
Oh, wow, one of those
shots. Unbuttoned my pants and then just... It was very offensive.
I just don't remember that part.
Yeah.
Well,
it's true. You guys are going to take some extra training.
Of course
here.
He doesn't remember it. Just blocks
not.
It out.
Amazing. Yes. There's an old saying, the axe forgets, but the tree remembers.
Okay.
Yeah. He forgot it, but I didn't.
When was the last time, Gordon, you've been to a movie theater to see a movie? Not just at your house.
Right.
The experience of being around other people.
I would not be surprised if you told me it's been a couple years, I'd believe you.
For you?
I take it back. I think maybe I saw the Minecraft movie.
Well, that's pretty recent then.
No, I didn't see that. I saw the Mario Brothers movie. I think that was the last one I saw, which that's had to be over a year ago, right?
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
The latest one that came out was 2023.
Okay, there you go.
That's the last time you've been to the theater?
Yeah.
I think so.
I will strongly suggest.
2 full years, yeah.
And I don't know if you, what type of genre that you like or, you know, gravitate towards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will strongly suggest that you go watch Sinners.
Sinners?
Yeah.
I know nothing about this.
The Michael B. Jordan, the Ryan Coogler, that's his last name? Yes.
Michael Jordan?
No, not Michael Jordan. He's the one, same one that worked with him in Fruitvale Station and Black Panther. That's the horror. What other genre are we mixed in with that?
Thriller?
Yes, horror thriller film. And you haven't heard anything about this?
No.
How have you missed this?
It's been everywhere.
Because I don't see commercials ever.
Okay.
Yeah, fair
enough. I never watch live TV, so I'm never seeing commercials.
Well, that makes sense. I feel like you scroll a lot, though. You're on your laptop, and you haven't seen a thing while you're scrolling.
You will now.
Any type of reel?
No.
Okay, well, I will strongly suggest that you go watch that. And not only that, I think you need to see that in a theater.
All right, when are you going to take me?
Whenever you want to go.
After the show today.
Because I went to see it in the theater.
You kind of had a weird warble on,
I know, I really did.
I went to.
And it was the first time I've been inside the theater, and I don't know how long. I'm with you. It may have been a year or so since I've been there. And I really enjoyed it. And horror is not my genre of choice. As a matter of fact, I avoid it at all costs. But since it's Michael B. Jordan, and I really enjoy his work, I wanted to go check it out. Well worth it, man.
I haven't been to a movie theater in 3 years exactly.
What did you see? Film?
Top Gun Maverick, which apparently released 3 years ago today. Mm-hmm. And that was the last time I went to see a movie in the theater.
It's so convenient at home because if you're like me and you have tiny bladder, you can just pause and go relieve yourself and come back and you won't miss a thing. But they did have the app.
Just keep a jug right by the couch.
Don't pause it,
hold on.
No.
Because you could easily fit in the opening of a milk jug.
It's probably true. You should try it when you get home.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'd have sniffed. Maybe for an Aquafina bottle. You just never know. Who knows? I don't know why you had to have a sniff after that statement. But and every time I go, I always say, I need to go to the theater more. I don't know why I'm not. And then it'll be another year before I go, and I don't know why. Like, I really want to see Mission Impossible, the last one, because that preview came on before the movie I just watched, and it looked like it's going to be badass. And it's, you know, that's the one you need the movie theater experience. I think my home theater, and it's not even a theater, just my TVs at home, they're set up to where I definitely need to go to the movies. I don't have, like, the
Why don't you have a good setup?
I really don't know. And I don't
Do you have a sound bar at least? Or you're so,
dude,
no.
You're rocking so just on. The TV speakers?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're
no,
kidding.
No, no,
no.
I'm not kidding. You know.
You listen to your TV from the speaker that's on the TV.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is, my mind is, yeah. That is amazing.
That's messed up.
That is incredible.
Yes. Am I the only one that does that here?
I mean, that's, I,
okay, once old you guy, go, do your little funny bit.
Once you go sound bar or
wow.
or up,
I'll never go back.
Nicer system. Yeah, you won't.
No, and you
it's
can,
so bad yes. listening through TV speakers.
Okay. It's a much more
Norm
full
not
sound.
Hook you up all the years you were together and his connection.
Because they're
the
all at his house.
That's amazing. Yeah, but he knows people he can send out to your house.
You know what? They probably told him, hey, give this one to Donovan. And he's like, okay, and just put it in his house again.
Donovan would.
He has like a
this.
AMC theater in his crib.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. Now you guys are shaming me, I guess, to
and when I, now that I'm thinking about
sound.
It, I don't know if your house has changed since I've been there, but you had the TV, I believe, above the fireplace.
Yes.
Which is wrong, all kinds of wrong as well.
Why is it wrong? Where is
it's
it supposed
too
to
high.
Be?
That's too high.
Way too
the
high.
TV is supposed to be almost basically at eye level, just right. a few inches above eye level.
When you're sitting.
When you're sitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
Well,
there's a
true.
Whole subreddit, TV's Too High, where people post pictures of going into friends' apartments and houses, and they got their TV mounted too high.
I believe it. Because then you're sitting there and angled up, and you're not seeing it the way it's supposed to be seen.
Yeah.
How
and
is it
causes
supposed to
fatigue.
Be seen?
It's supposed to be seen basically directly on,
yeah.
which is why when people hang those TVs, you're like,
well, I don't look up that high. It's not that high.
And then you got to go like that. What did he say? The sound is coming from behind.
Yeah, Donnie's
TV.
Sitting on his couch with one of those big ear horns I used to use back in the
1900s. I have a cup over my ear so I can amplify the sound.
We need to get you set up, Donnie.
I'll take it.
Man, you really do. Because now they have really nice sound bars. I mean, you can get the wireless ones if you want to go surround sound, but there's really nice sound bars now if you just want even a simple sound bar with the subwoofer.
Yeah, I've always threatened to
even
have
just
the speakers around and all that, but I've just
you
never
should.
Done it.
It's incredible.
You should at
yeah.
least have, I think you should at least have a two-piece system,
I,
at
yes.
least a sound bar and a subwoofer.
Right. It will, once you go to that, you will be like, how in the world? It's the difference between when we first started watching HD TV versus analog.
Yeah.
And it'll blow your mind. You're like, how in the world did I ever listen to the TV speaker?
But I can hear everything.
No,
it's fine.
It's, okay, sure.
Just, it's not the immersion
I just
you need.
Just turn it up. If I can't hear something.
How big a TV do you have?
Oh, I don't know. It's really probably tiny compared to what everyone else is rocking now.
Maybe
all right, but Matt, if he doesn't have a problem with what he's watching now,
I guess.
Then,
no, no,
then what's
no.
the deal?
I definitely do think there needs to be a bit of an improvement, but I feel
because you guys
I feel
are
like what's
the term dinks?
What's that?
That sound offensive. What is it? Whoa. Dual income, no kids.
Okay,
so it's like you're okay, perfectly set
awesome.
Up to you should be way into your sound system.
Yes, and you should have a 100-inch TV.
Dude, you almost called me that. I thought I was going to have to jump across the console and choke you out. Did you call me?
You guys are dinks.
Yeah, you couple of dinks.
All right, brother. Dual income, no kids.
Oh, that's what it means. Okay. You know what? You're right. I should be more heavily invested in the quality of my... And we watch a ton of television.
Yes, you do.
I don't know how big it is.
It's probably 50.
The one I saw wasn't that big.
No,
I don't think
it wasn't 50.
Saw, but that was,
50?
You know,
no,
years
it
ago.
Is
it bigger than these?
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's bigger than that.
Okay. But how long you had this TV that you have right now?
It's been a while.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Donnie. Oh,
is it smart?
Sweet Donnie.
Do you have a smart TV?
Yes, it's smart. Right. We got rid of the last dumb okay. TV in the house.
At least you're working with that.
Every TV I have is a smart TV. We got rid of the last. Well, it's still in the house.
I'm telling you, man,
it's
you got to get 75, 85 inch, and it will change the way you view things.
You're
and
probably
a sound
right.
bar.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
When's your birthday?
It's the 5th of August.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
just you give you my sound bar.
Have a little present coming your way.
It's incredible.
I don't need you guys shaming me for my entertainment system.
We're not shaming you. We're encouraging you.
Yeah, it is bad. I will fully admit. But if I pick up the remote control and I hit the power button and it comes on,
you're fine.
I've won.
You can make that great. It's very easy to do that with a one remote and have all these different things if you so chose. Or you could get a speaker you can talk to and just tell it to turn on everything and it'll do that for
you. No, I'm never going to do that.
Oh,
which is all claim.
Never gonna do it.
How would you like to walk into your house and just say,
no, whatever, on,
and your lights come on and that stuff, you can group it all together. It's fantastic.
I just never feel like it's out of my way just to hit the light switch.
No, but your TV comes on, your soundbar comes on.
What if I don't want the TV to come on when I'm,
then you don't,
it's a different thing. Right. It's a different command, or you can set up scenes.
Yeah, you don't have to include it in the
group.
That
seems like it's way more work
than what it isn't. I also have been hesitant about the smart home thing, but made the switch a couple years ago, and just, and it's great.
It's wonderful.
You're going to wake up, and she's going to be looking over you. Did you have a nice night's sleep?
I did. Now, if you don't mind, lights off. And I didn't have to get out of bed.
You just tell it. Turn the lights off, turn them on.
It's incredible.
You can come home and just hit one. You can also have it programmed for a switch.
Yeah.
And you hit the one switch that has four different scenes on it. You hit one scene, it turns on all the lights in the house that you want. You don't have to do them individually.
That doesn't bother me. I don't care. I don't care about that.
You say that.
I probably need to improve my entertainment scene. I will admit that.
Oh, you do.
But as far as me walking in and turning on the lights that I want to be on, I don't care about that, man. So walk in the bathroom, turn the lights on. Walk in the living room, turn the lights on. That's nothing. That's what I've been doing my
entire
life.
Yeah, but you'll get used to the convenience of it. That's the thing. We say this about every new thing that comes along. I don't need heated seats. I'm fine. I don't need power steering. I'm fine.
Okay. No one ever said they didn't need power steering.
Yeah, not people a in the old in the days, world. They did.
They're not standing up trying to make a left.
Did you ever have a car without power steering?
I had a car one time that the power steering went out while I was trying to drive it, and it was a workout. Like I got home, I was tired.
You can't turn it.
No, I know. You have to stand up, and you have both hands, and you're trying your best to make a left.
Yeah.
Goodness.
So you need smart power steering for your house right now.
Yes. That's what you need.
With a sound bar.
Would you buy a car now where you had to physically roll down the windows?
I kind of would.
I had one a few years ago when I had my Jeep. It had those windows.
I don't know that they sell any that have roll down windows anymore.
I wonder what's the most basic base car you could buy
that has manual locks, manual windows.
Right. Now it has to have power steering and maybe even air conditioning.
Yes.
But just the radio, just AM FM radio, nothing. Mm-hmm. No. Oh, they don't even have CD players anymore.
My car when I first started here at the Ticket was the base lowest model of Accord ever, and it was still to this day one of my favorite cars I've ever owned. Accord. It was the old Accord with the pop-up lights, which I loved.
Those were badass.
5-speed. It was the DX trim level, which I don't
even
offer anymore.
The Prelude was the one that had the flip-up lights. Accord
it also had flip-up lights. The Prelude was the sportier two-door Honda offering, which was great. But yeah, so I loved that car, and it had roll down windows, manual locks, and the radio inside it. It was no cassette player or anything like that. It was the radio that had 3 FM presets and 2 AM presets.
Button you had to push?
The actual physical button that would magnetically draw the needle over to tune. It was great. You had to switch it to AM or FM. You had to hit one of the 2 AM presets in order to go over to AM radio.
What year was that?
It was an 86 Honda Accord. And I wrecked it like year two of the Ticket on Central. And I've never been the same. It's never been the same after I lost that car.
Now you just have all the power steering and power windows.
Now I have too much power steering.
Just too much power in your hands.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what happens when people have too much power?
What?
They abuse it.
What do you mean?
Just like you're doing right now.
Yes.
Is there another example?
I've abused everything in my hand.
Oh, God.
Ever.
Okay. Put up a signal. We don't want to hear that. Everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Colgate.
Hey.
Colgate.
Blah, blah, blah.